I'd like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Mara Taub. She is a human rights worker and former teacher, and Demetria Martinez, who is an author and activist and teacher. Welcome, ladies, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
It's great to have you, both back on the Radio Cafe. Now, you are doing a very interesting project involving the detention center here in Santa Fe. Young people and books and reading. What's going on?
Well, we come to what we're doing is to upgrade and develop the library at the Youth Detention Center. And we come to it from our human rights background. We've both worked for years and years in different aspects of human rights. My emphasis has been prisoners' rights and immigrant rights. And we regard a library as a human rights endeavor. That is how we got started with it. We were very fortunate that a member of the Santa Fe County Corrections Advisory Committee contacted us in the winter and invited us to meet with the chairperson of that committee. And out of that grew the invitation to work on the library from the staff of the Youth Detention Center. And fortunately, Demetria was willing to be part of this endeavor and has made all the difference in the world because of her presence. We think of what we are doing as a restorative justice project. That is to say, our belief is that in some way the community has let down these young folks, and they are now in a very difficult, unstable crisis situation, waiting adjudication. This is not a prison, this is a jail. And what we are interested in doing is trying to give them the opportunity to be exposed to learn about things in the world that they're not familiar with, that hopefully will help them change the size and shape of their world the smallest amount, that will open up new possibilities to them, that will work toward developing their self-respect and self-esteem. That is how we have framed it in our own minds.
What was there before you started?
What was there was a very large collection of very old, ratty paperbacks, mostly popular novels, many, many duplicates. There were also a three-volume history of Providence, Rhode Island. There was a cookbook put together by a women's organization in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. There were a lot of different things.
Somebody cleaned out their...
Many people cleaned out their libraries, and that, I think, can be a wonderful thing also. But the way we've been saying it to ourselves recently is there was a lot of work but not that much thought about the collection. And we have had the luxury and the opportunity working together to really figure out what seemed to us to be important to be there. And I think Demetria is going to talk about that in more detail. We wanted it to be appealing visually as well as literarily, as well as in words.
Yeah.
And I feel very good from the feedback that we've gotten, from the incredible cooperation we've gotten from the staff at the Youth Detention Center, especially Aaron Garcia, the program manager, that we have in fact accomplished what we set out to do and are well on our way to being able to continue it into the future. And that's one of the reasons we're so glad to be here with you today.
Now, this is an interesting project because if you're going to do something like this, you kind of have to get into the heads of the young people who were there. How did you do that?
Well, I think one of the things that we did, first of all, was decide that we wanted a very welcoming and cozy place. I think the listeners need to kind of picture what it's like now. We have shelves of books. They're beautifully displayed. We've got paintings and maps on the walls, a Mexican rug. We actually have a table with blue chairs and a blue tablecloth. And we've also posted poems on the wall. These were written in a workshop, VOSIS, that I've started for the young women at the facility. So you walk in, and you just want to come in and browse. That's what we're aiming for. We want the young people to come in and browse, to feel comfortable, and to be open to that magic moment that we've all experienced. You know how it is, Mary Charlotte, when just the right book jumps out at you, and it may be the book that saves you.
It's a funny thing. I mean, back in the old days when all of us three, at least, and many of our listeners were young, you'd go into a library, you'd go into a bookstore, and somehow a book would just jump out at you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know exactly what the equivalent of that is today, like mm-hmm. on Amazon or, you know, people who aren't going using books. I hope they're still using books, but it's a magical, it's a phenomenon that makes you believe in extra forces at work.
True.
Handing things to you.
Truly. So, the categories that we've got now, it's thanks to donors. We've got a Southwest Lit section, we've got bilingual books, books of photography and multicultural fine art, young adult, 12-step, graphic novels. We've got these gorgeous coffee table books about the natural world, plenty of National Geographics. We've just started buying books also that have been written for youth in detention, which is a very interesting genre in and of itself.
Indeed.
And then I've got to tell you about the Bluford High series. This was an education for us. We've been inviting the young people to tell us about what kinds of books they read or what kinds of books they would like us to purchase. And we were told about the Bluford High series, and these are about young people, kids of color, who are facing difficult life challenges and moral dilemmas. And so we really need to buy another set as soon as possible, because last week all of them were checked out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, yes.
You know, you ask people what they want,
mm-hmm.
and there you go. Have you read that series?
No, I haven't, but I need to now to see what everyone is so enthusiastic about.
Yeah.
I think that what is the population at the Youth Detention Center reflects the national situation of incarceration in this country. I think that every single person there is low income, and there may be one person who was not either Chicano or Native American or a Mexican national. I'm not sure. And that's the story nationally of who's in jails and prisons of whatever age. So, and the fact that here in the United States, where we have 5% of the world's population and 25% of those who are imprisoned, that's a sad story. And it's one of the reasons that we were so anxious to do some hands-on work to try to see if there was some way we could help these young people who were in such, you know, a crisis situation.
Now, do you have one-on-one contact or one-on group contact with the youngsters?
Well, first of all, the population at the jail is quite small, between 15 and 20. About a third or a fourth of them are young women. The rest are young men. And they come in small groups, usually with a staff person from the facility, to choose books. And you can just never tell when you're going to hear some miraculous comment. The day that there were some young men behind one set of shelves and we heard them talking, and one of them said to the other, "I just love this library." We looked at each other, we thought, I guess we're doing something right. Or the time that this young man pointed out, we have a lot of books that are standing up. It looks kind of more like a bookstore than a library. There's a lot of display,
yeah.
You know, eye appeal. And there's a standing up book that's illustrated book for maybe younger readers, generally speaking, of insect life.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, "This is my favorite book." Now, in a million years, I could not have predicted that. So we learn so much and we gain so much that kind of keeps the energy going also. They are always interested in National Geographic. Recently, there were two young women showing each other a copy of National Geographic and pointing out, you know, the kind of ear modifications that some people do to themselves in different parts of the world. They were just amazed at it, and I thought, look at yourselves.
Yeah.
But anyway, they also, for the first time, said, "Oh, yeah, well, why don't you get some fashion magazines and People magazines?" So, like everyone else, they have a wide range of interest. There was one day when we were talking about what our favorite psalms were in the Bible. And we couldn't find a Bible that was in the library that was written in the, King James is the way to say it, version of it. And so for both of us, the words were wrong, always, you know, for each of our favorite psalms. Hers was the 23rd Psalm. So we remedied that situation. So there's a lot of interaction, and we just, of course, since they're there, sometimes for just 3 days, sometimes for a few months, they're very much in transit as well as in transition. And actually, we always hope that they will have the opportunity, if they want to take books with them. Can't flunk library. You're interested in books, go for it.
Yeah.
So we're benefiting from the transition of the rest of society into digital, cyber, electronic, because a lot of people probably, that is one of the reasons that we've received so many donations, that people are downsizing their physical libraries, and we're benefiting from it. Mm-hmm. And so are these young folks.
We're talking to Mara Taub and Demetria Martinez. Now, are you looking for book donations at this point?
Yes, we're always looking for book donations or money donations that allow us to purchase books. We desperately need graphic novels and comics. There have been a lot of requests for those. As Mara was saying, magazines. We've got a Spanish bilingual book section, and we can use more of those.
I think that it would be good for people to talk with us before mm-hmm. they decided what it was that we needed, just because that's always a shifting question. So can we give a phone number for people to call if they're interested in either learning more about the library or getting involved in some other way? So it's my phone number, and I'm going to repeat it twice slowly. 982-9520. Mara Taub, 982-9520.
And we'll give that again at the end of the
program.
And
we hope to hear from people, because the more, as with any other social injustice, social problem, challenge, we need more people to be involved, and we need to talk to each other in new ways and find new ways of working together.
Now, you, Demetria, are teaching poetry at the detention center, is that correct?
Yes, I've started a poetry workshop called Voces for the young women, and I thought, if you'd like, I'd read some of the poems that they've written.
That they, from the young women from the detention center, have written?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let's hear them.
This poem is called Trapped. Trapped is the color black, the sounds of only hearing yourself crying, from your voice being muted, only smelling the sweat of defeat, the taste of depression overpowering your body. It feels as if having a voice, but not being heard.
There we have it.
There we have it. And this one is called Clueless. Clueless is white. It sounds like unknown creatures in the shadows. It smells like tropical fruit punch, but not knowing which fruit you're smelling. It tastes like blended food, and it feels like a headache. And then this one is a different mood. It's called Joyful. Joyful is maroon. It sounds like bells. It smells like cinnamon. It tastes like homemade bizcochitos. And it feels like butterflies in your tummy. You have to hold on to something before you can float away. It's just beautiful. I mean, these are young people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these are our children. These are young people. And the young women come in there and at first they scratch their heads and, oh, I can't write. But
you gave them assignments having to do with colors.
Assignments, yeah. And then the light goes on and they just keep on. May I read one more poem?
Yeah.
Excitement. Excitement is a neon yellow, so bright you're exploding like fireworks. Excitement sounds like loud music, like at a rave party, screaming of joy. Excitement smells just like a new car. The taste of excitement is citrus, a powerful kick of energy. Excitement feels like you're speeding down a roller coaster, bursting out into air as if you were born again.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are our young poets from the Juvenile Detention Center here in Santa Fe. And I think it's just so important that these young people just get a taste of something different than whatever it is that they've seen and been going through that got them landed in the detention center in the first place, that there's this whole world out there of expression and love and people who care about them and things like that.
And it's not only that they have landed themselves there. We have landed them there also, because they are a very small segment of our whole community, actually. And we need to ask ourselves, why is it that they are these particular people, these particular low-income people, these particular people of color, these particular people who even on the streets have a very ill-defined future? So again, we need to help each other more than ever because of that.
And I think it's important to say over and over again that in this country, white folk commit crimes at roughly the same rate as Latinos and blacks. But blacks and Latinos are highly disproportionately represented in the penal system.
So what's going on with these young people? What are some stories, what are some examples of how they landed where they are?
We never ask, and they never say it. We don't know each other well enough, I think. I think asking questions would not be very informative, and it wouldn't feel very respectful. So if we have the good fortune to get to know people better, then we will know more about the particulars. But I think that any way that we connect ourselves to various media tell us a lot about the stories. And the story is, it's who you are. It's not what you do.
It's also what you do.
Sometimes.
Okay, so you work with people for a short time, maybe a few weeks, maybe a few months, depending on what their trajectory is. Then when they get out and their life goes in a different direction, do you hope to have any follow-up with the people? Do you think you'll see them again?
Well, we hope we won't see them again. Come back.
Not in the detention center.
Mm-hmm. But as I said goodbye to one of the young women who knew that she was leaving the next day, I said, see you at the mall. And she said, yeah, see you at the mall.
Now, there's going to be a little bit of a celebration of this new library coming up in a few weeks.
Actually, we hope to have a lot of celebrations at this library. But this is going to be the first one. We're celebrating that we have gotten to the stage that we have, that the room is transformed, that the people held at the detention center can now borrow books, that this has been going on for a while, that community members have been involved in a new way. For example, in addition to Demetra's poetry workshops, we've also had a physician come and talk to the young people there. There's also been a special AA group. There's also been the beginning of a soccer workshop. And we're hoping to expand as much as we can in as many directions as we have resources to do. So one of the ways that we are expanding with this is with this first celebration, and to recognize that our official name is Biblioteca Amigos Library. So at the end of the month, there will be an observance of this new library that we are planning to have include STAR, of course, whoever the residents are of the facility at that time, with two community speakers who we are very pleased to have involved in this. One is a young woman who came to this country as a younger person, has completed high school, who is now at the community college, who is a student advisor on the Santa Fe School Board, and who feels that her education is what is enabling her life to go forward as a person who's gone through some very, very difficult times.
Yeah.
The other speaker we have is a person, he is now, I believe, in his early 40s. There was a time when he himself was a resident briefly at the detention center. He is now a movie crew staff person, gets credits at the end of movies.
Nice.
And has always been a reader. In fact, he said, I'm going to come with a list of the 10 most important books I think they should read. Because, as Demetria said, this library is about how books changed my life. And we want to reflect that in this celebration. There is another very important part to this particular celebration that Demetria is also responsible for.
The launch is not open to the public because it is a detention facility. And so we'll have some representatives. But the public, hopefully, will be able to participate in some ways. The local press will be there. And we're extraordinarily honored that World Literature Today, which is based at the University of Oklahoma and goes out globally, is sending out a reporter to cover the event and to take pictures of the library and to draw global attention to this endeavor.
And World Literature Today is a website, a publication?
It's a publication that's mailed out, and it's also a website. Mm-hmm. World Literature Today.
Very interesting. So they are coming to Santa Fe.
Mm-hmm.
We are now part of World Literature at the Santa Fe Detention
mm-hmm.
Center. Yeah, I always kind of watch the police notes in the paper and get emails from the police and that fellow who was finally arrested after having done all these armed robberies. And a lot of the times these people are a bit older and you can't even imagine what their lives have been like. But these young people, I mean, they're teenagers pretty much, right?
Mm-hmm. 16 and 17-year-olds.
16 and 17-year-olds. So they really, in theory, have a fighting chance.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all for struggle, but we don't want to be fighting the wrong enemy.
What do you mean?
Well, that, as I said earlier, if people can see their possibilities in life differently, see their opportunities in life differently, it can help them grow and develop in a way that will lend stability and more justice to their lives and ours.
I would just like to say one thing that to me is so exciting about this library is that libraries have always been symbols of enlightenment, both spiritual and intellectual. And I think of that when I go in, and these young people, our children, deserve the best books that we can get our hands on.
Demetria Martinez is an author, activist, and teacher. Mara Taub is a human rights worker and former teacher. And we've been talking about the Biblioteca Amigos Library. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you. This has been a pleasure.